hitting the live button, and then, you know, we're going, we're going.
Excuse me while I just...
So what was that you said, Char?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? I've said many a thing this morning. You're just trying to get me on,
I'm trying to get you caught.
Live,
yeah,
saying,
I'm trying to get you caught
again.
I'm trying to get you caught because...
Good job. You tried.
You're talking kind of wild. Yeah, you're talking kind of wild.
Talking wild?
A little bit.
What?
A little bit.
Man, you know how it is. Gotta, you know... I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I can't talk now. You put me on the spot and I can't talk.
It's gonna be an interesting show. We started. Shout out to the patrons. Your name scrolling by. For reals, you guys, your support is what keeps the lights on.
No.
I don't want to put that out there. I'm kidding.
No, but... that's too much pressure. We do appreciate it though. That's keeping the lights on is a little much.
I know. I'm being dramatic. But we really do appreciate it, you guys. It just you know, helps us out and keeps us motivated, you know?
Yes. Oh my god.
All right. Shout out to the live chat. See you guys. Please share, like the video. You know what to do. Meaning I need to as well. Let me go ahead and tweet. We are live.
Oh yeah, I should probably do this one. Guys, it's gonna be a messy fucking episode this time. It's gonna be great.
And of course, for our audio listeners, we appreciate you guys as well listening to the audio on demand. You can find us on
audio on demand. Oh my.
It sounds so professional, huh?
It really does.
Audio on demand. Because like for video, you just say VOD. It sounds so, you know.
Right.
Simple. Yeah. Audio on demand. Yeah, we're on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, all that good stuff. And we are here with a special guest, but let's first tune in with Char. Char, how are you doing? I missed you. I missed you a little bit.
Did you?
I did.
You missed me? Because we're not playing Final Fantasy together.
A little bit, yeah.
You could see me way more if you played there, but, you know, it's fine. No, I'm good. I'm fine, I guess. I have to go actually back to work this next week, and I'm not looking forward to it. But you know what? We'll make it through.
Yeah, you'll be all right. That went by really fast, though, because I remember you're like, oh,
it was
I'm on vacation.
I'm on vacation. Guess what? I'm not on vacation.
Yeah,
it's literally that. It feels quick to me too.
Going back, hopefully everything sounds good. I totally forgot sound check. We in here though. We in here.
You know what? I think it does. I think we're fine.
We're good. All right. So yeah, our guest today is a friend of the show. You know, I've known this guest for a minute. Maybe you remember how long.
Longer
Eric,
than me, probably.
But no, I don't. Well, I don't know about that. Because I've known you, Char, for a minute, too.
Yeah, but, like...
It's been a while.
How long? I don't even remember, but, like, yeah.
Like, 2013, 2014, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm sure Eric will fill that in more, but, you know, Eric Empire is here, and I feel very honored because Eric, you're not really on a lot of podcasts, you know? You're kind of in the shadows, but at the same time, everybody knows you, because you're... very supportive of a lot of us in the community. And listen, let me just say it. Let me put it like this. Every streamer needs an Eric Empire.
Oh.
Yes.
Why, thank you.
I say that because, you know, you're a mod in my streams. You're always on things. I'll be like, hey, guys, I need to change the name of this game I'm playing. Boom, Eric's on it. Or I need this person removed.
True.
Remove this person. Eric, wow. Wait, trust me. Well, thankfully that doesn't happen too much. But Eric would be the first one put their hands on him. No, but Eric, introduce yourself. Say hello. What's up?
What's up, guys? I'm Eric Empire. You've probably seen me in the chats and all that. Usually moderating and just talking to everybody. Playing games with the troubleshooters, as you know. The little group that me and Eric are a part of. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Empire. I also recently became affiliated on Twitch, so you can find me on there too.
There you
Let's go.
Let's go.
So same name, Eric Empire, across the board. And yeah, that's about it.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, me and Eric, we're the same height, the same age, right? Mm-hmm. Same age.
Were you separated at birth? Absolutely. Like, what is this?
Absolutely, same age.
We call each other the duo because we're kind of twins in a way. We're kind of twins. And look at our names, for one, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat. And then you got, you know, the same height, same age. Same weight? No, I don't know. But, you know, we really out here, you know? Yeah, so that's kind of like our, that's like our little inside joke and stuff. But shout out to Eric. Thanks for being here. We,
of course,
could use your expertise on a particular topic, which we'll get into. Let's start with what we're playing. Eric, you want to start us off? What you been up to in the gaming streets?
Not a whole lot of gaming recently, except what I've been playing on stream, which is Dead Space 2. Recently played and fully completed Dead Space 1 on stream as well. Mm. So I'm currently on Dead Space 2. Replaying them, by the way. It's not like my first playthrough or anything. I just felt like coming back to them because of the hype of the Dead Space remake, pretty much. So yeah, that's usually what I've been playing as of recent.
Nice. Just want to let you know they're already saying the God is speaking.
Which one? You're in the presence of two today.
Oh, that's true.
Oh my.
Which one? Look at Char.
What are you saying? Oh my. You're the one who hyped me up to this status, okay? You should know that.
I mean,
I even start saying it myself now, and it's just like, oh my God, what has Eric done?
Really? I was going to say it takes one to know one, right? That's the same. Takes one to know one.
I mean, that's, yep. that's how it be. Oh my God, he's gonna go. Yeah, he's like, I didn't say shit. I don't know what you're talking.
Who?
What are you talking about? Who? There's only one God, and it's me. He says, "Okay."
Wow.
Erica, what are you playing?
Two gods in the podcast. What am I as a game? I mean, it's a trip, and it's an experience. I'm glad I'm going through it. I've been streaming it a little bit. And having the chat's interaction with it and helping me like with the puzzles and stuff, it's a good game to stream. But there are, I mean, it's one of those where like the story is bound to have some twists. And yeah, those twists are pretty crazy. So yeah, I do recommend it for those. I mean, it's on Game Pass. If you got it, check it out. And then what else? Since the last show, I think I beat Grime within that time. Beat that. Great game. And I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima, which I said horribly.
Ghost of Tsushi.
Been playing that. Right there. Yeah, I've been playing that and completing the DLC. I actually completed it last night, technically. I did like the story.
Oh, shit.
But here's my dilemma, Char. I have a dilemma because I... Well, look, we're doing our lists for the year, right? Which we're going to get into. Okay. I completed, I think I did. I mean, I did the story, but there was no credits.
I mean, it's DLC, right?
Does that count as a game beat?
DLC is different.
Yeah, it doesn't, right? It doesn't count.
If you beat the main game, I would say you beat the game. DLC is just extra on top of that. That's how I count it anyway.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends because... Like, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. We're getting into like some... You just count it how you fucking want to, honestly. If it's like, I count it on how long to beat. Like, I count everything on there. And if it's not separate on that, like, if they don't count it as separate, then I don't count it.
That's yeah, I see. Because like, I'm messing with the the video right now.
I think it might be DLC. If it's a big enough DLC, I think they do separate it sometimes. Let me see.
Because I was going to say, the thing is, like, with Gears, Hivebusters, said it counted because it was, like, you know, it had credits at the end. Yeah, separate story and everything. So that's where it gets kind of hazy. It's like, does it count?
I mean, it's separate on there. So, I mean, you could count it. It is a big enough expansion, DLC, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, I completed that and did that, and it was good. It was good. It was shorter than I thought, but I did kind of stick to the main stuff and just kind of went through it. So,
yeah.
But beautiful game, playing on PS5. I got the whole PS5 upgrade thing, and I was just taking pictures, and you already know how it goes. I'm in the photo mode. It's just such a pretty game, and it's good to go through again, for sure. Is that it? What else have I been playing? I think that might be it.
I thought that was about it.
Yeah. What you about played, you?
Well, you beat Boyfriend Dungeon.
Actually,
since the last time.
Actually, I didn't beat
yet. You didn't. You son of a... I can't with you.
Because, okay, I was going to stream it. No.
Give the people what they want.
I have a good excuse. I think Eric knows, too. Eric was there. He was there modding, I think. And well, okay, so what's I was going to play it. I was going to boot it up and stream it. Mm-hmm. The end.
Mm-hmm.
And Game Pass would not launch it.
Oh, I was there for that.
Yeah.
Correct.
You were there, too, then. Okay.
I totally forgot.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was lurking. Was but yeah, that was, that was weird. Did that write itself?
It was conveniently... at the time when like the Xbox Live was messing up in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I could not stream it that night.
Did it fix itself though? Is it
fine
now?
Yeah. It's fine now. I guess it was down.
You have no excuse then. You just one night and then she's
right
like, no,
this,
I can't
right
do
after
it now.
This podcast.
Yeah. Oh, no. You guys know
just
I'm tired.
It.
Stop.
Stop. At the end.
No. Okay.
Dude, so... you're at the end. You said just now.
I am. I'm going to beat it. I wanted to stream it. So, see, that was the problem. I couldn't stream it that night. So, I ended up beating a boss on Grime or something, which ended up turning out fine. And then after that, 12 Minutes came out. Ghost of Tsushi came out. I was like, okay, well, I got to move on to the next thing. So, I just kept going.
So disappointed in you right now.
It'll get beat. Okay.
It's so short.
It'll get beat. Trust me.
Just fucking finish it.
It'll
man.
Get beat. I promise.
No. Guys, you all heard it. It's live. You recording. You heard it here. If she doesn't beat it by the end of the year, I'm calling shenanigans. Okay.
That's not gonna happen. It will get done. All right. Don't get me started on you, Char. We're saving that for later. Or should we get into it now? You padding your list?
I'm not padding my list.
You sure?
How am I padding my list? Yeah, tell me what you feel
sure?
padding my list is. Yeah, tell me.
One night, you know, I'm minding my business. I'm just like on Twitch, you know, like, let me see if Char's streaming.
The story has already started great. Mind my business.
You know, I'm thinking Char's probably playing some Heat. Some fire. I'm like, oh, Char's always playing like good long RPGs.
I'm not. That is a lie, and I can
exactly
I have the stats to prove it.
Well, there you go. Confession.
No, I'm saying
lie.
Don't play RPGs at one after another all the fucking time. You need downtime. They're long.
Eric, did you just hear a confession?
Time.
I heard a confession.
I don't know. It sounded a little hesitating right there.
If you have ever played really long ass games back to back to back, you get like burnt out on that shit. Like, there's nothing you can't do anything after that. Erica's
so...
experiencing it right now. She's like in the middle. She's like playing all these like little like games. She's playing DLC when it comes out. It's fine, whatever. But she's playing, you know. But like,
so, okay.
You need to go back and forth. Like, there's no. Come on.
So what you're saying is you burnt out on these RPGs, so you padding in between with these hour-long games. That's what you're saying?
Fuck yeah!
So you're not even ashamed. Aw, you're supposed to be, you know, downplaying it.
My average playtime for this year, I have the stats in front of me because you asked. I've got the stats in front of me for this year. My average playtime is still 20 hours.
All right.
That's pretty good. That's pretty long.
We'll take your word for it.
Average.
Back to my
average.
Story, though. Back to my story real quick. You know, I was on Twitch. I see Char streaming. I'm like, okay, let me get in the stream real quick. What was that game called again? You were playing?
Oh, fuck. I just had it up. What is Wingia?
Yeah, Wingia. Let me see if I could find that for the viewers of the podcast watching live. But in the meantime, yeah, I'm like, I go in there. I'm like, what's this? Going on here? You got what is this mobile
mean,
Switch looking game? I'm like, this game
it is a mobile Switch looking game because it is
heard of it. And you You beat it right before my eyes within like 20 minutes. It was done. You beat it already.
Well, counted actually, it. What was the time? It was an hour and 34 total. I beat it.
It was
like on normal mode without 100. I didn't 100% or anything.
Let me see if I can find it for the viewers. But I was like, let me save this for the podcast. Give Shaw a hard time because you were
okay. But like, can we just point out that that's offset by the fact that I spent three whole goddamn days on this game, like 3 days of my life to this game, which is great. I love this game. This is a great game. But like, you know, I don't know what you're so angry about. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, do you not get that? Did you sit there? Okay. Did you sit there at the end of Ghost of Tsushima? Fucking, I don't even know how long you played that game, but long ass game, right? You sit there at the end of Ghost of Tsushima and you went, I'm ready to start up Assassin's Creed again. Like, what?
Ew, no.
You know?
Like, no, I feel you on that.
Big game after big game? Like, there's no, like, come on.
I feel you on that.
I can't do it, man.
So for the people watching on YouTube, it's up on the screen right now. This is a game we're referring to. It's like a cat and it's like a platformer type. Not very challenging, right?
It's not really. Yeah. I mean, if I beat it in an hour and 34, it's not that challenging. And I'm bad at platformers.
So your stream for this night is like 4 hours, but only an hour is like this game, and then it's some other game.
I forget
game.
What I played after that.
It's like a rhythm game or something.
Well, I played that at the end. I don't think I played... I think I played Senran and Kagura a little bit, too, that night. I don't remember. I probably did play Senran and Kagura, actually.
I really be trying to fight with Char on this stuff, and Char's just like, what do you want me to say? I needed a break.
Like, okay. I needed a break. I'm in the middle of like 5 other games right now.
Look at this game, though. You see this, Eric?
It looks pretty. I bought it because it looked pretty. And it was on sale, and it was like, you know, it was like a $3 game or some shit. I was like, you know what? I'll just play this. I don't even know what this is. I'm going to play it.
I mean, I'm biased towards cats, so I can't hate it too much.
I beat it and then immediately deleted it. Like, I'm never...
Wow.
Like, it's one of those. Like, you know, you've got games like that, though. Come on. Don't lie.
Those one and done games, you know.
Yeah, one and done games.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I only play quality games, so I mean, no.
Well, then, obviously, you wouldn't understand.
Oh, man.
I do be out here having some shit games.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with that. Because I'm not calling Wenjie, like, complete shit, but the translation was a little dodgy, but like... Like, sometimes you find a shit game and you play it and it's just entertaining. You're like, man, this is not great.
It's just something to kind of kick back and just...
Yeah. And I just happened to stream that. Maybe, you just happened to walk into the stream that day.
Maybe we could agree on this.
What's up?
You were padding...
I have a lot of Steam games like that.
You maybe not padding your games beats list, but maybe you were padding your streams. Your streaming content.
No, that's totally true. I fucking didn't have anything to stream that day.
I mean,
literally, I was like, I don't know what I'm streaming today. I've got this game. Why don't we just fucking do that?
We've all done it. One who doesn't really do it, though, is Eric. Do you know that Eric? You want to tell us, Eric, about your streaming
Eric's
habits?
Eric's a goat, man.
Streaming at 3 a.m. in the morning and stuff.
Oh, that's my... That's my primary streaming time, is 3 in the morning.
Dude, what the fuck? I should follow you and watch. Let's fucking go.
No, I haven't really been doing that as of late. But someone within the Troubleshooters has adopted that time too now.
I saw that. I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend Ricky, who was on the backlog not too long ago.
Are you starting beef on our fucking podcast, Eric? What's up?
It's not beef. It's just pointing out the facts.
That's fair.
Yeah. Shout out to the Troubleshooters, you know, these guys over there. Mm-hmm. Even though we may be requesting a trade very soon. But anyways.
Whoa. Okay. Erica, calm the fuck down.
I'm staying away from that.
I'm kidding. That's like a joke we got going. All right. Let's get it. We talked about all the games we played. Char, you talked about yours?
Did I beat it? I beat 4 games in August. I don't remember what I beat.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you remember? Boyfriend Dungeon. That's one.
Boyfriend Dungeon. Mm-hmm. Lingia. Fuck. Where the fuck are the stats for this? I don't even remember. Seriously, what the hell? Okay. Let me see if I can remember just from looking at him. Oh, I know how to get this. Hold on.
Some other couple of, you know, mediocre games. You know, it doesn't even matter.
I got it. Okay. I beat Monster Hunter Stories 2, like the main story. So not like, okay. I haven't done like New Game Plus stuff. I haven't done like high rank stuff, but the story complete. Done. Like credits rolled. Boyfriend Dungeon, done. Mm-hmm. Dragon Quest 2, done. Mm. And then, yeah, Wenjia. The other week or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The hour long.
Yeah, but I finally sat the fuck down and finished Dragon Quest 2. Because Dragon Quest 2 is not actually that long. I think it was like, I estimated like maybe 10 hours. 10, 11 hours.
So.
But I just had to like beat it. I just had to sit down and like go to the final boss and just beat it. So. Hmm.
So we need that updated number, as scared as I am to hear it. What's your updated number for the year?
I think for the year, I think it's 20... Well, hold on.
Damn.
28.
Damn.
Yeah.
I just hit 15. Damn.
I'm about to lap you, man.
You are.
If I was actually playing seriously at the games I actually need to beat, too, like, my average time would go up. And yeah, I have like 5 games I need to beat. And then I'm getting kind of close. I want to say I'm getting kind of close to the end of Suikoden 2. Looking at my walkthrough, I've got like, I don't know how many more story beats. Maybe a couple more story beats in like one big dungeon and then like the end. Mm. So I'm going to estimate maybe like 3 to 4 more streams of Suikoden 2 to go. And then I'm done that for retro games day. And then, yeah, I've got other stuff that I could definitely beat, but it's just gonna take a while because some of them are really long. Like my the dungeon crawler I'm in the middle of, Labyrinth of Refrain, I'm estimating about another like 30 to 40 ish hours of gameplay in that.
Mm.
Like there's a lot more
in that. You get game, through it so fast though.
Not really. I haven't really been
it
playing.
Seems fast.
I haven't really been playing a lot off stream though.
Seems fast.
I've been playing Final Fantasy 14 with people off stream now, so.
Well, that, you know, this isn't really news for everybody listening. Char's still winning, you know, kicking my ass. It is what it is, you know. I've accepted it, but...
Have you, though? You're trying to sabotage me and tell the viewers
trying.
That you're packing your list. Like, even if I took out all of the popcorn, like, shitty-ass games, I'm still, like, beating you, you know?
Oh,
damn! You guys hear like even energy
bruh.
Right now.
I'm not even joking you. If I took out every game...
The patters?
If I took out every game under 4 hours, I'd still beat you. I'd still be beating
Dang.
You.
I ain't even mad at it. I like that energy. I am in the presence of two gods, so I mean, you know, what can I do, you know? This is blasphemy if I try. Who?
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 So let's get into some topics, shall we? Change this subject, damn it. Let's talk about... What should we talk about first? Halo?
I don't know.
Or Gamescom?
Whichever. Go talk about Halo so I can look up Gamescom.
I kind of want to set it up like this for Char, Eric. I'm just going to list.
Okay.
And you could help me fill it in, too, if I'm missing anything, if I forget anything. I'm going to just list off kind of the bullet points for Halo and ask Char... your thoughts on, like, should this game be delayed?
Okay.
Okay, so...
Lay it on me.
A year ago, let's go back a year ago when it was first shown, Halo Infinite. And you remember, we talked about it, I'm sure.
Felt like shit.
Yeah. We talked about
not great.
Mm-hmm. The Craig face, remember? The
oh my
still
God, the
shot.
Craig. That's all I can think of right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that happened. Then... Mm-hmm. Later on, they decided to delay it a whole year.
Yeah.
Till back into next 2021. So everyone was like, okay, good. Everyone was like, cool.
Yeah.
So it's been a year, right?
Yeah.
They put out the, I guess they were interviewed saying, you know, co-op, it's very important to us. It's going to be there. We're working very hard. We want to make this game come out in 2021. it's on track, right? And then little by little, news comes out that co-op is not going to be there at launch after all, and Forge as well. No Forge, which is like the what do you call it, Eric?
Map
like
builder.
Map builder.
It's a map builder.
Yeah.
For multiplayer, okay. Huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Map builder says, and then it does the cat feeder. Welcome to the food. Lost my train of thought. So that happens. Everyone's kind of like worried now. I'm probably missing some things though, Eric.
Was that before or after? Am I remembering something wrong? Weren't they going to like release them like separately or some shit? Am I crazy?
That was like in the talks. They addressed that they said that it was in the plans to release like campaign and multiplayer separately.
Yeah.
But they chose to, you know, make sure they at least launch those two things the same day.
Okay.
So yeah.
That's what I'm remembering then. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I think that's where that interview kind of came in, like, no, it's going to be a complete package and all of that. I'm just paraphrasing, but that was kind of like the idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, they do say co-op's not going to be there. It'll come in seasons. So it's going to have like season one. You're going to have multiplayer and single player co-op. No, not co-op. Sorry. Campaign, no co-op. The co-op will come in 3 months for season two. And then season three, I guess, would be Forge 6 months later.
Hmm. Yeah, so that's kind of a long time.
Huh.
So that is a while. Mm-hmm. And then they push the date to December, which is almost the end of the year. So,
Jesus.
Eric, you want to fill in anything else? Like, what am I missing? Because I know I'm missing stuff. Like, as far as, like, what makes you think this game should be delayed? Or, like, just your worries and stuff, your concerns?
That's pretty much the main gist of, you know, that whole argument as to why the game should be delayed because of co-op campaign and Forge missing. Pretty much primarily those two things as to why people want the game to be delayed.
Mm-hmm.
But there has been other things as of recently, just a few days ago. I guess they put out a blog post talking about the recent flight, which is like a beta test for the game that just passed by. You know, to play the multiplayer and all that stuff. And they were talking about like, oh, you know, the challenges were broken, so people were not leveling up the in-game battle pass quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
So when that question came up, people were speculating that this game is not going to allow you to level up your battle pass by just playing the game normally.
Yeah.
And they kind of confirmed it, saying that, you know, you have to level up your battle pass by completing challenges in the game. So the problem with that is, you know, that's going to force people to play the game a certain way that they don't want to, you know?
Yeah.
Even though 343 said that there's going to be like challenges for everything, right? But the problem is that the challenges are not infinite like that, so to speak. But because it's like daily, weekly, right, and seasonal challenges. So when you run out of challenges for the day or the week, you know, your battle pass is not going to move up anywhere.
So what's the point of playing after that, right?
Yeah. Right. So that's pretty much why people are like in an uproar over the multiplayer side of things right now, is that the whole XP thing, like, oh, playing the game normally is not going to get you anywhere, you know? So that's a problem. And then, of course, the campaign, co-op, and the Forge. It's, I think, honestly, the biggest deal as to why people are upset about that, because those are, like, main basic features that Halo would launch with day one, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And
the problem with that is 343 in the past has fumbled pretty hard when it came to their last Halo launches. You know, the Master Chief collection being completely broken for months to years.
Yeah.
Didn't get fixed until like 2018. And then for Halo 5, it was missing features at launch too. Same thing. Forge was missing, but it was only missing for like 2 months. And, you know, for Infinite, Forge is going to be missing for 6 months. So that's kind of weird. When you know, they had all this time with Infinite, and it's launching with missing features.
I was going to ask, like, when it came to Halo 5 and Forge missing, like, were they pretty transparent on that at first? Like, did they say, hey, it's coming in 2 months, or did they just kind of surprise it?
I think it was more of a surprise, because back then, 343 wasn't really transparent with, like, with Halo stuff as they are now. Like, they're more transparent with everything now. That is why, you know, everyone is aware that co-op is not going to be there, or Forge is missing. You know, they're very transparent now and trying to, you know, be more good-willed compared to how they were in the past for having, you know, bad launches or taking so long to fix the game and such.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's pretty much how it is now. You know, with Forge back then, with Halo 5, it was only gone for 2 months, but at the same time, there was already Forge-made maps that 343 gave us to play with on launch day that they made themselves. But from the sound of Infinite, we're not going to get any Forge-related content whatsoever for the next 6 months after launch. So that's definitely not a good thing.
Yeah, that's kind of wild, because when you think about it, it's like, yeah, what if there is a lack of maps? You know, like, what if it's like 8 maps or something? And you're like, oh, shoot, like, there should be more. And then it kind of takes away that option, or like, oh, there's a plan B. We might get these other maps from this other thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that sucks. So, Char, I know you're not really into Halo and stuff, but just from the outside, like, does this seem crazy? Like it being such a staple in Xbox?
Yeah, I feel like they really need to not fuck this one up, you know? Like Eric said, there's like, they kind of fumbled the last couple of releases, and it's like, you probably shouldn't do that again, you know? Just please no. For the fans of the series, don't want to do that to them, and it's just not a good look. It's not a good look for you at all.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
And,
you know, going into the Xbox show before Gamescom, because Gamescom opening night was Wednesday, Tuesday, there was, like, this Xbox-only show, and everyone, including myself, were like, oh, yeah, they're probably going to show some Halo. They're going to maybe announce the release date, because for a while, like, there was no release date. They just kept saying 2021, holiday 2021, it's coming. But it was already, I mean, we were heading into late August already. We're like, dude, where's this release date? So speculation was like, oh, they're gonna say it at the Xbox show. No word of Halo at all. So then it turned into, oh, they're gonna do it at the Gamescom opening night, which is what's on the screen right now for those watching, Jeff Keighley's show. And sure enough, they did announce it there, that it was confirmed December 8th, which was rumored since the day before, right, Eric? It was like leaked.
Yeah, like it got leaked apparently, like from like a, I don't know, was it a Microsoft store in another region that leaked the date? December 8th. So yeah, it kind of did get leaked that it was coming December 8th, and then it was confirmed that following night or following day for Gamescom.
Yeah, so a lot of us not surprised because we saw the rumor, but it was like crazy because it's December, it's after Black Friday, it's after their anniversary, 20 years, right? 20 years. And they're releasing like this custom console, which is, man, looks awesome, looks sick, clean. Yeah. And a controller as well, coming out November 15th, right? Which is the technical, like, the anniversary, technically?
That's the anniversary date, yeah.
Yeah.
Exact date.
But no game that day. I thought, I said it live, I was streaming, I'm like, why did they just release the game that day? Like, it would have been crazy, but I guess they couldn't because they need that extra month to kind of
polish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just overall, Eric, as somebody from the Halo community, you've been playing Halo for years, right? And just being like a diehard fan, like, what's your feelings now? And that now it's kind of settled, it's kind of, the news came and went, and you're kind of like, okay, are you acceptant now of like, okay, this is what it is? Or do you still think they should delay? Or like, what do you think should have happened?
I mean, I can say all I want about wanting them, you know, to delay the game, but they're not. They're so confident in releasing the game on December 8th. So, you know, I really can't do anything about it, but, you know, I can, you know, express my grievances that, you know, this isn't a good thing, you know, having missing features like this at launch. And then, you know, it's kind of like, at this point, it's no surprise to me that this happened. You know, missing features. Who knows what else is missing? You know, because if it's missing co-op campaign and Forge Day 1, what else is missing? You know, that just tells me that something else is going to be missing, which was mentioned a few days ago, the whole Battle Pass XP thing, whatever. You know, that's missing. And, you know, and as much as I want 343, you know, to get it right, you know, obviously, you know, they're not going to day one.
No.
You know, this is a live service Halo game now. You know, their mentality right now is to just put it out there and you know, fix everything else later, you know?
There's not
much I can do. They're lucky that the game is free to play, the multiplayer at least. It's gonna be free to play. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm still upset about it, but you know, there's not much I can do but just wait and see what happens at launch, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like all you can do. And a $60 price tag, right, for the campaign on its own?
Mm-hmm. Jesus. On its own, yeah. And so, it's missing co-op campaign.
Ooh, I know that's not sitting right with people. I know that that's not. Because if you don't have Game Pass, right, you're not going to have that campaign.
Yeah, it is going to be through Game Pass, which, you know, it is cool, but, like, I don't want it to be an excuse to, you know, not have the co-op campaign in there, you know? It's something that you expect to be there, you know? It's not really, like, you know, when it came to, like, a live service Halo game, I expected, you know, okay, you know, some stuff is going to be missing there, like, you know, weapons, skins or weapons themselves, which they are. There's going to be missing weapons day one that are not in this game that were in past Halo games. But, you know, they got to give you some content somehow, whether it's like maps, weapons, skins or whatever. That's what I was expecting to be like, not their day one, not full features of the game. Like, that's kind of like
actual modes and
co-op. And I'm pretty sure game modes will be missing as well for multiplayer. I'm not gonna be surprised about that either.
Damn.
But it's not looking good for launch for Halo again, you know?
I think when it comes to like just games in general, anytime they say a games as a service or seasons, you know, for gamers like us, we kind of get like, I don't know, you know, it's like a warning in a way.
Uh-huh.
Like this is going to be different. This ain't going to be finished at launch. It's like, it's going to come in pieces. It's not, you know, it's not done. I think it just brings up all those thoughts, you know. And I've been saying, I was on a couple podcasts. I was on Colt Eastwood's podcast, the Xbox Nation Network. What the? It's XNC? Yeah, that's the acronyms. But I was on there and we were talking about this, and I pretty much just said on there and other places as well, like, if they are gonna, if this is what it is, these features, these modes are missing, okay, as long as they put in that extra energy and love and care and everything into the campaign and what is there, right? And this was before they announced the XP thing. So I was talking based on that, like, yeah, maybe this campaign and multiplayer is going to be amazing. It's possible, you know, they could really polish and really show that it was worth it to leave co-op behind for a minute. But then the XP news comes out and I'm just like, what? Okay, it's just like, it doesn't get better. It's like you keep hearing like bad things. And so that doesn't really create confidence for people like you or, you know, other Halo fans, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know, Char, like if this was a franchise you really loved, and I mean, granted, you don't really do like competitive multiplayer and stuff, or maybe not even that much co-op, because I've been trying to get you for co-op games and you just, you know, you duck me all the time. But if but I mean, like if it was missing some key element that you're so used to, like wouldn't you be like worried a bit?
It would be weird. Well, considering the games I play, it'd be really weird. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that. Just because it would never happen. So I have nothing to say on this. Literally, I feel like this is like a problem that only happens with like multiplayer games. And like, mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just is. Like, it's like, I mean, I didn't play the Tales of Arise demo, but it's like if Tales of Arise came out and there's like a whole section of the map missing, I'd be like, what the fuck? This is weird. And it would never happen. But yeah, it'd be super weird. And I'd be like, well, fucking fix your game, damn it. Mm-hmm. So I guess in that way, I guess, yeah, that's all I would have to say about that. But yeah, it seems to be more like the multiplayer games get the short end of the stick when that happens. It's like, mm-hmm. they have all these... I don't know how complicated the systems are because I'm not a programmer and all that, but, you know, it just seems odd to be staggering them and gating them and doing all this weird shit. It's like, just fucking give us the game, man. Just give us the whole game.
You would want the whole game. You would want, like, if you had the choice, you'd rather have the delay to get the whole complete package, or you wouldn't. Would you ever feel like, oh, it's fine, I just want to play it now? The main thing that you're excited about. So, like, let's say you were a multiplayer gamer, and you're like, well, the multiplayer is coming out. So I could play the multiplayer until this other stuff comes out. Like, you wouldn't feel that way.
I mean, yeah, I probably would be all right with that. But, like, it's also, like, kind of shooting themselves in the foot, right? Like, because it's not... Some people will look at it and be like, oh, the thing I want is not there. I'm not going to get it until later. And then maybe they just don't think about it ever again. Or they don't, like, actually pick it up after all, right? It's like, wouldn't it be better to just have, like, a full game and get everybody on the game and then... you know, worry about that later. It's like you're staggering your audience, which is like kind of a risk.
Yeah, it is.
Well, so
I know Halo has a huge Forge community. You mm-hmm. know, a lot of people that do use the Forge system for the game.
Yeah,
you know, they like to build maps for people to play on, whether it's custom games or even in public rotation. You know, 343 puts Forge made maps into public rotations most of the time, even at launch day. So that's why I'm saying that having Forge missing is a bad thing, and you're literally like slapping the face of the Forge community for like 6 months having to wait for that feature to come out. It's pretty long.
It is really long. And then there's people, I'm sure there's people who are the same with like the campaign as well.
It's
not only like the campaign and co-op. Mm-hmm. Stupid.
What do you guys what do you both think about those people who are just like, I don't care, doesn't affect me, I only care about single player campaign, I don't care about they're not really empathizing with like
empathizing.
Yeah, because
don't have any empathy. That's the end of the sentence. There's just no empathy there. Yeah. Like, I think we've talked about this before. It's just like people in the gaming community don't have the mental capacity to think about other gamers and this is a really strong way to say this, but like what they're going through with like their favorite games and like their franchises that they look forward to and stuff. It's so dumb. It's like, why can't you just be patient? It's like, well, fucking shut up. And like, empathize with the person, empathize with the fan base of this game. Like, even I'm sitting here and I don't know anything about Halo, and it would fucking suck. And I know it would suck, and it sucks for them, and it sucks for the fans, and I hate it for all of you guys. And it's like, a lot of people out there just don't have the mental gymnastics to be able to put themselves in somebody else's shoes when it comes to that, because they're just like such... Either they're super fanboy about one thing, right? That's a very generalized like statement. Other than, like, and they're just like, I don't care. Like, honestly, I don't care about Xbox. Does that mean I'm gonna sit here and trash you guys for talking about Halo and the problems you're having with Halo and the, you know, and no, fuck that. That's insensitive as hell. So anybody who out there who's not empathizing with, you know, Xbox or whatever the fuck, fucking sit the fuck down. All right, sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
And think about what you fucking said, because it's just, I don't know. It's silly.
I feel like, let me just throw this in here. I feel like sometimes though, I mean, I always look at it that way too. Like I know I can empathize and be like, okay, yeah, I get it. I understand why people would be upset and stuff. But I feel like there's also some situations where people are upset just to be upset and they really don't care. Like the battlefield thing, right, Eric? You know, them not having campaign.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I feel like it could even be like a game by game basis as well. Because there are games that are mostly known for multiplayer and they started off that way, like a Battlefield, and maybe they tacked on a campaign somewhere along the line, and then they we don't have campaign this time, and everyone's like, what? I only play for the campaign. How dare you know? And it's like, well, this is Battlefield though, it's a little bit different. So I kind of feel like I might sound hypocritical saying that, because people might think that about Halo in a way, like, well, I only play Halo for the multiplayer, so what's the big deal, you know? So I guess I could see both sides. Like, I hate to be just on the fence, but it is like a thing where people just sometimes can get tunnel vision. It's like, this is what I want, and if that other stuff doesn't affect me, so I'm happy. So they're gonna fight back, like, no, you guys are babies. You're crying about nothing. I'm happy, you know. So I think it just depends on like the situation in the game. Like Battlefield, I feel like we could make a case for they are being babies, because Battlefield is more known and more, you know, popular because of the multiplayer. I don't know, Eric. You see what I'm saying? Like, you agree with me or no?
I got you. Yeah, I got what you say. Because you know, when it comes to Battlefield, it's like, you know, honestly, when I play the campaigns, it's like a waste of time. Like, it's a waste of time and resource for them, because they're not good. You know, they're just not good campaigns at all, with the exception of like Bad Company. You know, Bad Company came out like more than 10 years ago though, you know, like 2008, 2010. You know, those were good campaigns for Battlefield, and ever since, they have never been good. You know, they felt like side projects for DICE, and you know, once those games come out, you know, they don't add anything to the campaign after that. You know, all that matters to them is a multiplayer. So, you know, that's their support. You know, that's the bread and butter of Battlefield games. So,
but it's damn good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've honed in on that, and that's their shtick. But I feel like Halo is like kind of spread a little thin.
Yeah, with Halo, it's like, It's grown to have like this great, you know, story lore and everything that the fans have followed through with, you know, along with the multiplayer stuff, you know, people playing split screen, LAN parties, all that stuff. You know, Halo has that stigma for being a great all around, you know, shooter, you know, both the story, the multiplayer, the creation side of it, whether it's Forge mode, all that stuff, you know, because it had that stuff, especially in the past when it launched with those stuff all together, you know, something like Halo 3 or even Halo Reach, they all had that stuff ready, and it made it to be a great game for everyone to enjoy, you know.
Yeah,
so having it missing in pieces right now is a pretty big deal, you know. Even if you don't think it's not, you know, on the grand scheme of things, it is. So that's about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, Eric, because when I was on Colt Eastwood's podcast and King David was there, you know, and he was making the argument of, am I losing my train of thought? Making the argument. Oh, gosh, I totally forgot. It was about Halo, though. It'll come back to me, I think. Oh, I know what it was. That he was saying that, forgive me, guys, I'm a little bit tired, but he was saying that nowadays, or this Halo in particular, this is a different Halo. It's on a different scale. It's got more going on. And that maybe those holding on to the past, you know, like, oh, well, it shipped out this way. But he just kept saying, like, well, this is not that Halo anymore. That's not the traditional Halo anymore. So what do you think about that? Because I know you've been there since like the beginning. So are you, do you think maybe that, I don't want to say clouds your vision, but like, you know, that nostalgia and that like, man, well, this is what Halo was, you know, like, is it hard for you to just say, let that go? This is a new Halo experience and this is okay. Like, cause that's what he was trying to kind of say. I'm paraphrasing him, but
yeah,
that was kind of,
it's not really thing. Like a, yeah, it's not really like a nostalgia vision or anything like that. It's just having an expectation, you know, having a standard, you know, yeah. It's something that you expect to be there, you know, yeah. Having something as basic as cooperative play in a campaign. Like, why is that not there? You know,
I just thought of a really good a parallel to this, not parallel, it's not the wrong word, but like something that in JRPGs that they did that's kind of like this is Final Fantasy 15. Final Fantasy 15 came out, it was like a full game or whatever, and then they started doing DLCs, and these DLCs were supposed to be in the game. They were supposed to be actually a part of the campaign, and they were started to release them as DLCs for different characters, and so you get the whole story if you play the DLC. And then they had a multiplayer actually that was like added also after the fact. And I was just like, this is the weirdest fucking way to do a game. Like, this is so odd. Like, you should have had... And I was mad because I'm not a fan of 15. I really think that game should have been whole. And I was pissed. Like, I was mad. I was mad, like you released a half-assed game almost. And I'm saying that, and it's Square. Like, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man, I don't like how they've done this at all. And it's like, I really hope in the future they don't do that again, because it just didn't feel right for the game, and it didn't feel right for them, and it didn't feel right for the story and all that stuff. And it's like, if you're releasing features that should have been in the game after the game, it's like, that's not a good look, and I don't like that personally. Obviously, some people might not care, some people probably love the DLC and it was great, favorite game ever, whatever, you know. But for me, that shit was so, that was so messy on their part, like that. I hated that. And they didn't even get to finish the DLC because they lost, like, they didn't, like, there's like one or two DLCs we never got with characters that were kind of fucking important in the game. That story is never going to be told.
And they said it was coming, like they promised that was coming, or
they had like a whole like plan for all of the DLCs, and the last like one or two, I don't remember, it was like Stella and somebody else, I can't remember, but they were like, they were planning on one more DLC or two more DLCs.
They just didn't do it.
Really interesting characters that I didn't play any of the DLCs, but I would have loved to see these two characters DLCs specifically, because it was like, I felt like that the whole story was disjointed as hell. But Lunafreya. But yeah, it's like, if you do that to like other games, I'm like, I don't know, man. That's not cool. Which is why I'm like, oh man, I really hope that it works out for Halo, because like, it's not a good feel. It's not a good game feel when you're like sitting there and you're like, I want this thing and I can't have this thing and I gotta wait for the thing, and you know,
especially when you're used to it being there. Like Eric says, it's like that's a staple. It's like normal for them to all that stuff to be there. Like if it's a new IP, like Ghost of Tsushima is a good example. New IP, we just thought, oh, it's a first, you know, single player game and that's it, and then out of nowhere they're like,
that's
hey,
fine, though.
They're like, hey, we got multiplayer stuff here you go, we you know, comes out of nowhere. Well, yeah, and then like
a prize drop too, right?
Yeah well, because the expectation wasn't there for you.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah, that's
so
what
it's
I'm
like
saying.
A pleasant surprise. But like, yeah, I don't know, when you not to like budge in on your topic again, but like the thing with like nostalgia or whatever is like they already set the bar. Like they set the bar themselves, you know? And now they're lowering it. It's kinda weird, champ, man. Like it don't like it. Don't like that for you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help in 343's case that they've had bad launches in the past already. You know?
Yeah. That doesn't do much for the track record.
They can't
either.
Afford to be like doing stuff like this. You know, I get it. You know, if a live service game, like let's say it's their first time doing a live service, right? Which it is. And but their past games were in great shapes, you know, from launch up until however long they're still living for. You know, MCC is a much better game now than it was day one, but
yeah,
it should have been a great game day one.
Yeah.
But let's say 343 didn't have, you know, bumps on the road like that, right? You know, if they did something like this, and it's like, okay, you know, we kind of get it. You know, this is like their first take on a live service kind of thing. It's a free-to-play. Mm-hmm. But it's like they have a bad track record, and it's just not a good look for them. That's why the community is so disjointed about it and just disappointed that the game is launching in this state, because they're like, oh, they did it again.
Yeah, it's just a bad track record. It's like, just earlier I was talking about Elden Ring over there on Game On Daily. I've been on a few podcasts this past week, but that's probably why I'm tired. But like, we were talking about Elden Ring and From Software and why I was so confident in Elden Ring. And I saw some of the chat was like, oh, that's, you're over, you know, you're going to expect too much and things like that. And I'm like, but it's From Software. They have a nice track record where I am confident that they're going to put out a quality product. So when something is the opposite, like a 343 or a Coalition, you know, we feel that with Gears of War, we feel like a little shaky about them. You need them to come out swinging, like things got to happen. Ducks got to align. You're like, okay, it's looking good, looking good. But then they have a misstep, or, okay, this is missing. And then, oh, now that it's being pushed, you know, it's delayed. And then it's like, it just, you guys probably need more to feel confident. And if they're not giving you that, it's like, hey, I mean, I don't blame you for feeling how you feel. You really don't. Yeah, it makes sense. Speaking of Elden Ring. We could talk about it real quick. And other games from Gamescom, because Elden Ring had like a 16-minute viewing for special people who got to see it. Not me, damn it! We didn't get to see it. You know, none of us. But you know, big influencers like Vati Vidya, who's a huge Souls content creator, he got to check it out and he gave his impressions, and they couldn't show it, of course, but he talked about some new details. And just real briefly, like, we can just mention a few. Eric and Char, I know you guys saw some of the footage and stuff. So we know it's going to be an open world. It's basically From Software taking everything they've learned from their past games like Sekiro, Bloodborne, Dark Souls, like all those games, and creating this baby from everything they've learned from those games. So they've said it in interviews, and now the ones who have seen this footage are confirming, like, yes, this is looking like there's parts of like Sekiro, and then there's hints of Dark Souls and all of that, but in an open world where there's a map now. And they describe it as not Assassin's Creed, but more Breath of the Wild. So I'm curious how you two feel about that.
I don't see the difference between those two games. So
let me explain. Okay, so Assassin's Creed, you go and you go, what do they call it, where you open up sections of the map? You go to the tower, you go on top of those towers or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
It litters things on the map.
Like, sure.
So it's not that.
The waypoints and stuff.
Yes. So it's more like truly open.
Explore. Okay.
And it's basically you pull up the map and then you're selecting, okay, there's a mountain over there, I want to go over there. And you put a little point on it and then you go there. And it's not like it's showing you things on the way. Like, even like, you know, even like a Ghost of Tsushima will show you question marks and, like, you know, stuff like that. And you're like, I don't think you're getting that here. So it's a little more Breath of the Wild, and like, you got to go look to see what's over there. And then you can create waypoints yourself. And then also the, it's not a bonfire. It's called do you remember what it's called, Eric? Where you sit down at a checkpoint?
Ah, oh, shit.
Do you guys Graces?
Graces. Yeah.
Graces. Yeah.
You like sit down, you save, you heal, you know, you can level up there and all that. But you can also see where you're supposed to go to that little point you put on the map. So it'll give like a little directional.
Kind of like push you towards where you're supposed to go next.
Right. Yeah. So it's got that.
But you don't have to do that, right?
I don't think you have to.
That's like not mandatory to go there.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, it's in that way of, like, you can choose what you want to do. Even when it comes to engaging with enemies, like, you'll see, like, those carriages being pulled by beasts or whatever creatures, and you're like, do I want to attack these guys? Maybe they got some items in there. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I just want to get some experience and like kill them or whatever. You could do that. You could sneak on them. You can use stealth. That's kind of where the Sekiro comes in. You're kind of stealthy. You could do that, or just go swords blazing, get in there and start kicking butt.
That'll be me.
Or you could totally bypass them. Be like, nah, I'm good. I'm not strong enough yet. I'm going to go over here and just avoid them. So it's a little more like you can do what you want. So what do you guys think? Like, I know you saw some stuff. You excited? What's up?
I mean, I'm trying to kind of like ignore some of the stuff until later, because stuff that I'm interested in, I tend to like just ignore and let the spoilers roll, and then I don't see anything until I actually get in the game. Elden Ring 2022, maybe. Is it only on what is it on? I don't even know.
Everything
but the Switch.
The Switch would blow the fuck up if that. It would literally like start to smoke if Elden Ring was playing on it, dude. No, that thing is not strong.
Five frames per second.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested in it. Sounds like more of my speed, but we'll see.
Yeah, and not only that, but the co-op, Char. We could all three of
us. Oh yeah, I forgot about co-op.
All three of us right here could co-op, and they're making it more easier to do. And you know how when we would co-op in Bloodborne or something and fight the boss and we beat the boss, then you disappear, like, oh, all right, bye, Char. This time we don't have to worry about that. You stay together.
We never played Bloodborne together, though.
In my dreams, we did, okay?
Oh, okay.
And you would leave, even Neo, right? I mean, wouldn't you leave after the boss fight? Yeah, that was a thing, too.
Well, Neo's different because Neo's instance. Like the fights are all instant, like the levels are all instant, not like Bloodborne is like you run around and everything.
Okay So yeah, more of the likes of like, not like Bloodborne, not like that where you gotta and then you have to use items, you gotta, it's all convoluted, like
you know, they're not doing that anymore, because honestly I hate the items. You gotta get an item to play, you fucking get out of here with that shit. Let me just connect to my friend's game, damn it.
Then this game is for you, Char. This is it. They're really gonna be, It's gonna be better.
Yeah, they're gonna carry
the co-op now, right?
What was that?
They're pretty much they're like simplifying the co-op.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be just
good,
more expanded than how it was in Souls games.
Yes. Good. Yes. So I can't wait.
That's what it needs.
Yeah. Eric, you day one, Eric? I think you are, right?
I think I am. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. I'm excited for it.
I don't know if I'll be day one. We'll see what else is coming out around then.
Would you rather play Doke V instead? That's your other play. Can we talk about that game in a couple?
Doke V looks like it's gonna be free to play, so
you think?
I don't know, man. Maybe. I don't fucking know.
I don't know what that game is. It just,
dude, I was looking at, okay, can we talk about this?
Let's talk about it. I have it playing right now.
Okay, so Erica sends me this thing. She's like, I wanted you to react to this because I saw it on stream and it was like, it's a Char game. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay. So I like watched it before the podcast, and I don't even know. Like, I was so confused. I was like, what is this game? So I actually went to the website, okay, and it's got like a little write up of what it is. It says, come to face for the first time with the living creatures among us. Doke V is a creature collecting open world action adventure filled with intriguing stories set in a unique, vibrant world. Okay, so just take all of those words in for a second.
I might need you to read it again.
If you haven't, please go look up the trailer for Doke V. It's spelled D-O-K-E-V. It's a Korean MMO because it's by Pearl Abyss. So, like, if you watch that trailer, you not for one second, and I'm telling you, one second, do you think that this is a creature collecting game? There's nothing in that trailer to show you that it's creature collecting. It's, I don't even know how to describe it.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, no.
That's not what I thought.
There's nothing. There's nothing that tells you about this. And it literally, like, the entire trailer is literally just showing off the characters, which are basically children. I'm just going to say that. They're literally 8-year-olds riding around on bikes and shit. And it's like, okay, this is cool. And then they do a double jump into like holding like an umbrella and you're like, what is? And then robots show up and you start to go, what? And it's crazy. Like you guys gotta watch the trailer to really experience what the fuck this is. Cause like it looks great. Like visually it looks great because it's Pearl Abyss, because like, you know, Black Desert. But like nothing in this trailer shows off the fact that you're supposed to go around collecting monsters. There's nothing. There's literally nothing. They show off the gameplay, and the gameplay is like action adventure, like they said. So you've got like this big ass, you've got like little toy guns and like a hammer and some shit. I'm rewatching again just because it's so wild. It's so wild.
So much going on.
There's so much going on. But like, yeah, no, I don't think the trailer does a really good job of like describing what the fuck this game is.
The whole trailer is out of context.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's like them flexing, like showing off their engine. And I'm like, okay, cool. But like, what is this game? Like, I don't know. And then at the very end, it looks like we get some context about like why there's children, like literal children running around, and why you play as a child. Because I think it's supposed to be like this like fantasy world that's like in their head. But like, who knows? Who fucking knows? Not us. Because there's no context. It's so weird. Anyways, go check that out. Because that was a time for me to watch that. There's something happening. I'm interested in it. I don't think I'll be able to play it because I'm in Japan. But we'll see. But I mean, if it's monster collecting, that could be big. Could be fun. They only showed like one, I think they showed like one or two areas. So I don't know how big the world is going to be. So it looks like it's going to be insane though. Like a little bit crazy.
It's just so much. Like Eric, it's
a lot.
I know you saw it, Eric. Like what were you thinking when you saw it?
The fuck?
what couldn't I think? I was like, what is this? There's just so much happening on screen. It's like, oh my God, it looks so pretty, but what is happening?
Yeah. You know? And there's like every new scene is like another fight and with another weapon showing off like the combat. But like, that's not even, I think that's like half the game, right? It has to be just the combat. I don't know.
The whole creature thing threw me off. When you read that, I was like, where?
Right? Like, I read that and I was collecting. That's what I'm like, saying. Okay, so, like, I don't know if you remember the trailer that well. There's, like, a split second where, like, there's, like, a battle initiates, and then, like, there's, like, a couple of monsters that show up behind you to fight the thing, so I guess that's what it's talking about. And then there's, like, there's, like, a bear with, like, boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And I guess he's a friend after you capture him? Maybe. I don't know. It's so weird. I don't understand, but I kind of love it. I kind of love this chaos, but it doesn't market itself as a creature collecting game at all.
I didn't know what to think. I was just like, what is this? It looked freaking pretty. Like it looked like a real world, and it's just like, yeah, that's wild. Do you think maybe it has to do, you know, they have like that gun thing on their arm and then it shoots out a heart. Do you think that they capture
I think it's like Yo-Kai Watch levels of like get in my wristwatch. I don't know. It's gonna be weird.
You collect their heart. It's really dark.
Yeah, they showed, that was the other thing. They showed like a really long animation of your character doing like a thing with like a heart animation and like it, what? Like is that the capture animation? Like I don't understand.
It was weird. It was weird. So I mean it had everything. It had jet skis, it had skateboards, big ass hammers, boss fights. Like, I think it looked like a tornado around you, too. I'm looking at it right now. What's all that wind? There's, like, something going on with that.
That's got to be, like, an area that, like, you're, like, a fighting area, right? Like, you can't go outside of it until you beat the thing?
I don't know.
Maybe, like, a
wall? You can see your monsters, like, rolling around you and stuff. Like, you can see your monsters around you sometimes, but it's definitely not the focus of the trailer.
It's so weird. And then assuming it's multiplayer, like you team up with people, assuming, and then you kind of just go through the world. And it seems really fun.
Like the movement looks good.
Yeah, like the animations, everything looks really good. It's just like so much going on. You kind of don't know where to begin with it. It's like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to play as a child. I really don't want to.
Are you against that? You don't like playing as
I'm not
kids?
Against it. Like I said before, I think if there's like a story reason why I'm a 9-year-old running around with weird monsters at my side, then I think I'll be okay. But I don't know. It's weird. Just at a first glance, it's like, why am I 9? I don't understand. But yeah.
It just depends, I guess. Maybe it's meant for kids. I mean,
I don't know. That gameplay, I mean, yeah, maybe. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be for kids. So, I mean, you know, whatever. I don't know. That's a weird one.
This was one of the games shown at Gamescom, the opening night live. Eric, you watched the whole show, right? I believe.
Yeah.
For the most part. Anything else stand out to you? Like, was there anything you really wanted to... Or you're excited about, I guess?
Well, I mean, I do like Outlast, but it's a VR game. Mm. So that new Outlast game is a VR game. And that's... I don't got a VR, and I don't think I'm going to get one because I'd probably get sick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool that they're making new Outlast stuff. Of course, announcing the Halo date there. That was pretty cool. Showing off the new accessories and the new console and all that. That's definitely cool.
How about that Death Stranding, though?
Oh, the game that no one understands. So good. It's just misunderstood. You just don't get it.
Facts.
It's a great game.
It's like fake deep, though.
Oh, you don't get it, Char.
I haven't played it. I have nothing to say about it. I really don't.
It looks so ridiculous at times, but because like I've played the main game, it's like I'm not even mad at it. Like, it's so goofy. You can do like tricks off your bike now. You can go off ramps, take pictures as you're like flipping around doing all these tricks.
Wait, what game are you talking about right now?
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
That's not in... Shut up.
That's on the screen right
now. You gotta
watch
the new trailer.
God
damn
it.
DLC coming out.
I'm not mad at the game. I'm mad that all this cool stuff came out after I played the game.
Right. You know? Right. It's like, where was this to help us before, right?
Yeah, like, where's the jetpack that we could have used or a motorcycle ramp, you know?
I have memories of just struggling trying to get up that big mountain and that big gap. I remember there was like a huge canyon or something where you couldn't exactly just jump over it. Like, it was like big. You had to find a way. You had to really navigate all slow, holding your pack. You're all swaying
trying
in the
really
wind.
Really hard not to fall and stuff.
And now you can just sit on robot legs and go.
Yeah, have the robot legs do everything for you.
Oh my God.
Your extra packages or have it walk for you.
So is it time for me to play this game now, guys? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
It's time for me to play the easy mode. Let's go. I'm done. I'm down. I'll play it.
I feel like... Would Char like this game, Eric? I think you would, Char.
Nah, I probably won't.
No?
When I figured out what Death Stranding was, like the gameplay, I was like, man, I don't know about this.
I felt the same way. He proved me wrong, man. Kojima went in there and was like, I'm gonna prove you wrong, Erica. He did. He really did. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to manage these packages and the weight and the whole, like, balancing. And I gotta, you know, all the management stuff. I really thought it was gonna just be, like, annoying.
I would feel like I wouldn't be able to complete the game. Because, like, they're just, like, not... They just, like, respawn or whatever, right? Like, you can never really finish
them
or whatever.
You can complete the game. I mean, the story. But yeah, I think there's...
No,
like,
yeah, but the package stuff. No, the packages.
What do you mean? Like, they respawn?
Like once you deliver a bunch, right? Like, you have to do a bunch more or whatever. I feel like I would get stuck in that loop a little bit too hard.
It happens. I know what you're
saying. There was a loop. There was times where I just get stuck just doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
But it was satisfying, though.
It really was. Like, how stupid it sounds, it was satisfying.
It's weird. It's like...
I'll play it in 5 years.
Whatever. Not everyone's going to understand it. They're not going to get that far to get into that loop and really find that satisfaction with it. But for me, like, I don't know what it was. Like, I would deliver the package and I would go through it, man. Like losing the packages. And it feels so like, oh, I made it. They survived. You know, they made it. And I was able to turn them in. And then you get your XP, you get your stuff. It pops up on the screen. It's like, yeah, I did it. It sounds so stupid, but then it's like, okay, where's the next one? I'll go do the next one. One more before
it's just
bed.
It's just a dumb, addicting gameplay loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just how I saw it. It was like a dumb, yet addicting, somewhat satisfying gameplay loop.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I saw it.
I don't know if I need that right now.
Yeah, maybe you don't want that. You don't want that.
Yeah. I mean, it's got some underlying themes there about like the world and... connecting to people and things like that. Like, it's there, the story and stuff. I guess you could call that maybe some fake deep stuff, but I thought it was overall just enjoyable and weird at the same time, and it's just goofy. Mm-hmm. Now it looks even more goofy, like you see Norman Reedus just flipping and
jumping. Bro, when Norman Reedus jumped into that box, I was like, dude, no, get out of here.
Oh, the Metal Gear. Metal Gear stuff.
Yeah, that was so stupid.
Yeah, but we are getting more missions and stuff. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Shit, I forgot that came out. Darn.
What?
Sorry, I was looking at Twitter and I was like, No More Heroes 3 is out, and I totally forgot.
Well, anything else the first two? From this show? I mean, we could, I guess, wrap this up. I mean, there was more things shown. There's some indies that I thought were really good looking. That demonic one, though. You know which one I'm talking about, Eric?
Demonic? What the fuck
is it? Done?
Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, I was just looking at that and hold on.
Right here. This was kind of spooky. Like, it looked really cool. It's from Devolver, right?
Yeah.
Oh, of course it's Devolver.
Published by them. It's called Cult
of the Lambs, right?
Of the Lambs. Cult of the Lamb. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So it's.
Oh, wait. I think I know what that is.
The art style and the gameplay looks sick, but it might be a little too sick because you got like these like pentagrams and like demonic looking like symbolism and stuff. So it's kind of like creepy. Like, I don't know if I want to play it.
But it's got like the art style of a Cartoon Network show.
Ooh. Right. I don't know if that makes it. I don't know if that makes it more creepy or what, but...
But it just looks cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cool. Oh, I love Devolver. Like, dude.
Like, once it shows a gameplay, it's like, wow, that really does look cool.
Oh, my God.
But I feel like I would feel creeped out at the same time playing it, though. Like, I don't know what it is about, like, the symbols and stuff. Like, I just...
No doubt. That's why it's called Cult of the Lamb.
But the gameplay, though, like, look at this.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the trailer on Steam and it's so cute and so great. Oh my God. I love this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The gameplay. Holy shit.
It looks good. This was a standout. There is a couple more. The names escape me, but yeah, there's a couple more.
It's 2D. It's adorable.
Oh, there's a list.
Oh, look at that cute demon.
You get to like build your little like town. Aw.
Yeah, it's a trip.
Oh my God. Yo, why does Devolver have just such weird bangers, though?
They do.
How about that Morgana in Super Monkey Ball?
Oh my gosh. That damn Super
it's
Monkey
like,
Ball.
How about like that Smash Super Brothers Monkey again Ball? For you.
Yeah, Eric, like it's like they pulled a Smash, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm sitting there cracking jokes. I was literally cracking jokes. Like, oh, I feel like I should have my Wiimotes for this and...
Oh my
making
goodness.
All these jokes, and then
you're gonna play it and you're gonna like
Persona
it.
Here comes Morgana coming out. I'm like, what? Why? I'm supposed to not want to play this.
You're gonna play it though. You're gonna
it's like
play
Joker
it.
And Smash Brothers again, all over again.
But that game, I mean, I haven't played them really, but I know they're fun and people really like them and stuff. So
yeah, people really like
Joker it's not and like Smash. It's not like it's what.
What are you saying? You need to play. You need to play it, Erica. You need to play some Monkey Ball for the fans.
I might have to. I might have to. Yeah.
Only play as Morgana.
Oh, of course.
That's the only way.
It's the only character.
Erica will play it.
Yep.
Facts. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Another big deal from the opening night live was the release date for Forbidden West.
Oh yeah, that's right. Char, you know about that, right?
No, of course I don't know about that. I don't watch anything.
Tell Char, Eric.
Oh, Horizon Forbidden West. It comes out.
See if I can find
February 18th of next year.
Mm.
Sounds...
Which is a delayed date, actually, because it was supposed to come out. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
But you know, to soften the blow of the delay, you know, they announced that they updated the game for PS5 to run at 60 frames.
That's nice.
Yeah,
it's a nice compensation.
Yeah, softens it a little bit.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm fine. I have waited this long. I've waited longer for other games to be remade. I don't care. I don't care, man. I'll wait.
Yeah,
I'll wait till they're ready.
You don't mind, yeah. I mean, it was rumored already it was going to be delayed. It didn't even have a release date and stuff. So.
Man, like if you saw just my PS1 backlog, like you wouldn't worry either, man. You know, fucking, I got games for years, man. I'll be playing games till I die.
Backlog.
Yep.
I mean, that's why we're called the backlog, Char. It can never escape. I can't either.
Can never escape. Shoot. I know.
Same.
And you play current games. I play games that are like, you know, 20 years old and shit, so.
It's old ass games. Retro games.
Erica, like, them old ass games. Fuck. Damn, Erica. Shit. Yeah, no, Suikoden was 1998. So that's where I'm at. So Suikoden 2. Suikoden 2 is 1998. It was released. So yeah. It's like more than 20 years old.
Overall, I thought Gamescom was all right. You know, I had fun. Yeah. I streamed it as usual. You know, Jeff Keighley was out there, you know, looking slick.
Out there.
Oh, really?
Out there.
You tell. Explain.
Looking slick.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, Eric?
Man out here. Holy shit.
What do you mean? Yeah, he's looking professional. He looked nice. He looked nice.
You weren't looking at him professionally, though.
Hey.
Sir, I'm a married woman, sir. What are you talking about?
Doesn't mean you can't look respectfully.
Shoot. We had fun, though. It was a fun stream. I don't know how I would feel if I didn't stream these, like if I just watched it on my own. Like the Xbox one, I just watched it. I was working at the same time, and it just kind of... Yeah,
kind of be glad you watched that one on your own, though.
Yeah.
The Xbox Gamescom was... Yeah, that one was definitely not stream-worthy.
Not that great, I think I know how to pick them, because like sometimes I decide, I'm not going to stream this certain one, and then I'm like, oh, thank God I did it.
It's kind of like same thing with like the E3 stuff, you know, some conferences you don't want to stream and all that,
right?
Yeah,
so but overall, I thought it was good. Char, if you get the time, I don't know if you want to stream your reactions or something, check out some of those trailers. You know, they showed a lot of games, there's a lot.
I could,
it's definitely a
I'm looking at the least is long. I got Sable on here. I want to play Sable.
Shout out to Audible. He said I was parched. Oh, gosh. Listen, it's summertime. Oh, look who's on the screen. Speaking of, shout out to Jeff. He looks so nice. All right, so anyways.
Stop simping. God damn.
Kidding. It was good, though. It was good. It was a good show, I thought. It wasn't amazing. I really was hoping for, like, Elden Ring to be at that show, but they just kind of, like, mentioned it in passing. They give out these awards. Can we say the bad thing about this show is they gave out these irrelevant awards for these games.
They always
games.
Do that, though.
I guess they're trying to treat it as like, you know, when if this was in person, they'd have the show floor and they would have like games on display, and then they give awards, like they give like ribbons and stuff, like best of show.
Yeah, kind of like E3 stuff.
Yeah,
that's like, how E3 used to do. They would like, you know, when E3 was, you know, pre-pandemic stuff, you know, they would go to different booths and just slap on, you know, awards on the boots, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's something like that, similar to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're trying to make it this, like, the digital version of that. Like, oh, this was the best Xbox game of the show and the best PlayStation game. So they had, they literally had Elden Ring nominated for, like, Xbox. And, like, and it was only, like, three games per category. So it was kind of weird in that
way,
too.
Who's voting on these, man? Who's putting these forward? Also, why are we giving awards to shit that's not out?
Exactly.
I don't understand any of this shit. Stop giving awards to... It's so stupid. I don't like it. Stop.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
Like, nobody cares.
So we're laughing about
Gamescom,
it. Like, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
Gamescom ahead. Made it seem like it was like, oh, they're awarding these games like they're out right now or something. Yeah.
Do they get something? No, they don't.
Not really. No. Yeah.
And I think what made it like even more corny and like bad and just out of place, they had like acceptance speeches. Like,
oh my god, I hate it when they do that. Shit.
They're like, thank you guys, we appreciate, you know, I want to thank my mom. And it's like, the game's not even out. But
stupid.
I don't know if it was just like filler or like padding of this show. I don't know, but it was just
weird. It is, because they don't know how to do a fucking show for gamers. Just show us the fucking content and leave us alone.
Damn.
Don't give us that shit, man. I don't need you to talk about anything else other than the games.
Yeah.
Don't give them stupid awards. Like, just stop. Stop it.
So it was just so weird because they had, like, Elden Ring and it wasn't winning until finally they had the PlayStation Award. PlayStation was called. And they're like, oh, this game, it's been nominated all night. Congratulations to Elden Ring. And we're just like, what the heck? Like, this game, even though I'm so excited for the game, I'm like, it's not even out. Like, why is it under PlayStation? Like, what... You know, it was just weird. I mean, I know it's a multiplayer, but it was like on every single thing. So it was just, I would say that was probably like one of the biggest cons of the show. Like, that could have went. They could have kept that. They didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, overall, decent, good with a chat to keep you company. I'll say that. But that's pretty much everything for our topics today.
Yeah,
we had some fun. I'm happy we got Eric here. We got to talk some Halo and talk some other stuff. It's a good time.
Yep.
Char, how you feeling?
What? I'm all right.
Yeah?
It's pretty good. Yeah.
You're not tired like me?
I'm fucking tired too. So tired. So damn tired. Holy shit.
You've been streaming a lot?
Have I? I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't feel like I have been. Mm. But yeah. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy with friends, so that's not been keeping me up, but it definitely like takes a lot of my gaming time in the evenings now, like after stream. So I'm not playing a lot of stuff off stream.
Yeah.
Which just contributes to like, oh, I feel like I'm not playing anything because I'm just playing an MMO. But you know.
We gotta get back on that. And just to let everyone know who's on a part of the Patreon, I'm slacking. I know I gotta edit like the next episode for
us. I gotta do stuff too.
Yeah.
I've got some reviews I gotta write because I've been beating games and I just haven't been writing any reviews for that. So
yeah. So we're on it though. We're working on it. We'll catch up on our Patreon. I wanna thank you all the patrons who do subscribe to that. It's patreon.com/thebacklogpod. And Eric, it's good having you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate being on here.
Yeah, I appreciate your insight on the Halo. Do you want to go ahead and let people know where to find you and all that good stuff?
Usually other than just being in, you know, streams and all that and stream chats. Apparently a moderator for everybody. But no, you can find me on Twitter and Twitch, same name, Eric Empire. I still gotta do my first affiliated stream at some point. I really don't know when. Thanks for having me on here again. YouTube, no, great podcast.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. It was good. Good
See,
today.
Look, he's the hype. He's also the hype man, which I like. I like that.
We got a few hype hype man, I think.
We do have a few hype people, and it's weird. I'll say it's weird. From my end, I've never had hype people before, so how do I?
Sometimes we have these behind the scenes conversations sometimes where it's like, I'll notify Char about, oh, so-and-so said this or retweeted this or, you know, had these good things to say. And yeah, Char will just be like, why?
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm like, why are they doing this?
Yeah, it's like you get uncomfortable. I know you do it even with your own personal content. Like, you're kind of known for that. Like, if somebody really likes you, you kind of, you're like, why though?
Why though? I'm me.
Exactly. No, it's literally it. I don't understand. And then I'm just, yeah. It's, I don't know.
No, some people just find you entertaining, you know? They like the content.
It's weird. I don't know. It's weird. Anyways, God, I should do like YouTube or some shit. I don't know.
You should.
I that's too much work, man. I can't do that. Whatever.
You know what Anyways. I need? You know what I need, Char? I know like the time zone is against us on this, but I want to see you guest on another podcast and represent the backlog.
I know.
That's what I want. I want to see that. I want to see how you would do.
That's a big responsibility.
I'd be so proud.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be weird. I'll see if it could. I don't know. I don't listen to podcasts though. That's the other thing. If I could find a podcast that was Japan based, English speakers, Japan based, that'd be interesting. But
yeah,
I don't know. They're probably out there. I just haven't found them.
I think that
or Australia.
I think
I could
find
interesting. Australia, bro.
I think that'd be interesting. See you out in the wild and just like
being on another podcast. I don't think that'd be interesting at all.
Man. Yeah, no. but that's Char, you guys. Like, that's why I think I tease you sometimes because I'm like, yeah, Char, they really love you. They like you.
Yeah. Yep. Great. So great. Anyways.
No, but it is a thing though. Like for everyone listening, like whenever there's like good news or like our stats are going up or like you guys, I see your guys' support. I'm the one that kind of lets Char know. Like, hey, so-and-so said this. We got, you know, this kind of coverage or somebody talked about us here. And Char is just like, are they crazy? It's kind of like one of those conversations. It's really funny. Yeah. Funny to
it
have.
Always goes like that, too.
Like, you don't believe it. Yeah.
I don't believe it ever. So, you know, just because I don't believe it doesn't mean it's not happening, but.
Whatever. Yeah. So anyways, you guys, you know me, I'm Erica. Erica's for the win. You could find me anywhere by that name. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're already in the right spot. Check out my videos. I did a review for Grime. Check it out. And like I said earlier, I was on Game On Daily and also XNC, which is Colt Eastwood's podcast. And that was pretty wild, Char, because they get like almost 1,000 views live.
Oh, what the fuck?
At least that night.
Okay. That's weird.
I took one look at it and I was like, oh,
you're
shit.
I'm not looking at numbers ever again. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, it was an experience. Maybe someday that'll be us, you know, get those kinds of views. And
that would be, ooh.
Can you imagine? Okay.
Well,
can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. That's the real shit.
So it was interesting. Yeah. It was interesting, but I think I represented us pretty well. I think it went all right. You know,
yeah,
I tried. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyways, that's what I've been up to. You guys can catch up on my content if you want. Watch our streams and catch Eric. He's now affiliated, so check out his Twitch. Yeah,
definitely.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll link that in the description and like you know everything below. Leave a like if you're on YouTube, and that's pretty much it. We're out of here, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. See you in 2 weeks. We're out.